Thanks so much for joining us for day number two here on KFFB's Open Mic program. We do have Congressman of the 2nd District, French Hill, with us right now. And French, thanks so much for talking to us yesterday about a very tough topic, and that was about the border and the immigration policy. It's so complex, but it has to be fixed, as we talked about. But something else that you've brought to light that I think, since you've been Congressman, that I have more people talk about the FLEECE award that you award, and they really say, is this really true? I mean, that was a few years ago. I said, no, that's true document. And then you can go online and see what we're talking about. Some people cannot believe some of the things that you bring up on the FLEECE Award.
Well, it's something we do every month. We spend a lot of time looking at areas where the government could do a much better job, spending our very hard-earned taxpayer money that comes up here and doesn't always get spent appropriately, or sometimes just is wasted. I'm so grateful President Trump also agrees with that, being a business kind of guy. He's always looking at renegotiating contracts and trying to shape federal spending in a better way. So I'm grateful for that. This month's FLEECE went to the Department of the Navy. I want to be sure everybody listening knows that I'm an equal opportunity offender to the Golden Fleece. And even though I am a very strong supporter of our men and women in uniform in the Defense Department, we still look for the $100 million toilet seat or the golden hammer, whatever we can spot it. So I wrote Secretary Spencer at the Navy Department on a GAO report, which found that 8 ships that in the literal class ship had 90% of deficiencies were not fixed by the shipbuilder contracts before they were delivered, which means we just have to spend money on repairs, and it's not what we're up to. And these ships, 8 ships, cost $6 billion. So this is not a insignificant issue. And the Navy spends about $16 billion a year on new construction, new warships. So I wrote Secretary Spencer, and he wrote me back saying he appreciated the note and that they're doing a better job since that 2017 report. He told me, for example, in the Virginia-class submarines that had been delivered, he'd gotten it from 20 deficiencies on the Virginia-class submarine program down to 0 on the latest one, which is what I like to see, and that the littoral combat ships, where the $6 billion problem was, also the most recent 10 had been delivered with 0 deficiencies. So that's why we call attention with the Golden Fleece. We want these departments changing their policies. We want these departments focused on the taxpayers' hard-earned money.
And it saves everyone money if everybody does their own, what they're supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
Now, let's talk about the update on the district. There is so much going on and building in the district, too. It's really showing the economy must be doing fairly well.
Yeah, you know, the economy has been really strong the last 2 years. I think that's because we got the regulatory reform headed in the right direction, and also the tax reform had a major impact in a positive way. And so we see more Arkansans working. I was looking just at the end of the year, and we've got about 10,000 more people working in the 2nd Congressional District than we did back at the peak of the economy in 2007. And that's how I think about it, because 2007 was a very robust period in the U.S. economy right before the Great Recession. And so I look at all of our counties and think about their economic performance against that. So we've got, over 10,000 more people working in our towns than we did back in 2007. And that report is encouraging, and we see that kind of growth around the district. We see new shipping and logistics and manufacturing jobs in Little Rock at the port. The port's growing. They have some major announcements coming. I've worked very vigorously there. And as you know, you've watched the work that I've done in Fairfield Bay, in Van Buren County, how we've brought water and sewer, which led to the ability to get our new hotel that's just going to open in really just a few days and bring a new opportunity for convention business and more jobs in Van Buren County, and they need those jobs, because we've lost jobs in Van Buren County, and it'd be great to see them become a more busy tourist and small business conference business that I think you'll see with your new hotel there.
You know, and that's something that you can look at, just the overall economy, French, is all over the nation, your counterparts, we're seeing this kind of building going on all over.
Yeah, the economy remains strong. Some people thought that the economy might soften in the fourth quarter, but when you look at the job performance in the first quarter, it remained pretty vigorous, maybe a modest tick down, but when you look at R&D spending, capital expenditure spending as a percentage of sales of the S&P 500, they're just doing wonderfully. So we're bringing jobs back to the U.S. I'd say the one caution light, we want to encourage our president to negotiate trade deals, get those trade deals wrapped up, because trade is really important to Arkansas, and that's why I support getting the new U.S., Mexico, and Canada trade agreement approved in Congress, and let's make sure we keep the vigorous sales that we have of not only agricultural products in Arkansas, but a lot of our manufactured goods.
Well, French, thanks as always taking time and talking with us, updating us what's going on in D.C., and also here at home, but really giving us a pulse of what's going to come down the road.
Thanks, Bob. I really appreciate the chance to visit with you, and best regards. I look forward to seeing you soon.